do it. Listen to the music. Shake your stomach to it. No matter what the shape. Try it.
Try it and see.
Baby, you'll see
why it can be
much better than a diet.
Try it and see.
If you're out of shape.
When the music moves you, blues will start to lead you. Get that happy feeling
way down deep inside.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Prove it, baby, prove it.
Prove it.
Show the world you've
got it.
Initial radio obituary is for Woody Mann, the American guitarist, focusing mostly in jazz and improvisation. He studied acoustic with blues guitarist Reverend Gary Davis from 1968 through 1972. While he attended Juilliard, he played with many guitarists, including Son House, Joanne Kelly, and John Fahey. And he also founded the International Guitar Seminars and Acoustic Sessions, authoring books and DVDs to help people learn to play the guitar. Just like him. Woody Mann just passed away at 69. We'd like to thank our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., for making sure we didn't miss it. We weren't gonna, but I thank him nonetheless. Because he likes it when I do that on the radio. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Woody Mann, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Gedalia Desarts, the French musician. He was often perceived to be in the musique concrète genre, thanks to his manipulation of Revox tapes, but he frequently defined his music as unclassifiable. He just passed away at 73. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah. drapeau de la nuit glauque sous la lune de fiel et d'or. C'est lui là-bas dans les roseaux, la morne bouche à fleur des eaux qui rauque. Là-bas dans les roseaux, ses yeux immensément ouverts sur les minuits de l'univers, c'est lui. Quand les astres à l'horizon semblent des taches de poison, écoute, il sera du fer par l'étendue toujours. Là-bas dans les roseaux, monotone à fleur des eaux, monotone comme des cons, monotone s'en vont les sons, monotone par les automnes. Les nuits ne sont pas assez longues pour que tarissent avant le jour profond les mornes sons et leurs diphtongues lentes et longues. Ni les hivers assez mordants avec leurs triples rentes d'angèle, givre et neige pour cortège les lamentables lamentos du vieux crapaud de mes sanglots.
The Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Gurmeet Bawa, the Indian Punjabi language folk singer. She's best known as the queen of singing in an extended breath, known for her ability to hold her breath 45 seconds during a song. She just passed away at 77. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
खादी खोए नी पर पीता यूं वाद के छेड़े तेरे शमा जवान हो गई मुंडे मार दे गली दे विच गेड़े तेरे शमा जवान हो गई कोई कट के नोट मखाए कोई मुछानू मट चढ़ावे कोई कट के नोट मखाए कोई मुछानू मट चढ़ावे दर्दी निकले बार ना हर कोई जान जान के चेड़े के रेशमा जवान हो गई मुंडे मार दे गली दे विच गेड़े के रेशमा जवान हो गई लंबड़दार प्या दिन मंगे वेख वेख सरपंच विखंगे लंबड़दार प्या दिन मंगे वेख वेख सरपंच विखंगे मगर फरे पटवारी पैड़ा होके नेरे नेरे के रेशमा जवान हो गई मुंडे मार दे गली दे विच गेड़े के रेशमा जवान हो गई की जवान ते की ने बुड्ढे चुन्नी दे नाल फिरदे उड्डे की जवान ते की ने बुड्ढे चुन्नी दे बड़े बड़े दाने भी अष्ट दसा केड़े केड़े के रेशमा जवान हो गई मुंडे मार दे गली दे विच गेड़े के रेशमा जवान हो गई की सोल मास विच पुचाल आ गया की सोल मास साल आ गया पिंड दे विच पुचाल आ गया ओ शुगर जाए भी डोल गए ने शुगर जाए भी डोल गए ने पत्थर वर्गे जेड़े रेशमा जवान हो गई
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we're on to the radio obituary for Howard Hessman, the American actor known best for his television role as the burned-out disc jockey Dr. Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati. Other notable roles included the history teacher Charlie Moore on Head of the Class, and Romano's husband in the last two seasons of One Day at a Time, and a supporting role in the film Police Academy 2, their first assignment. He was a founding member of the San Francisco-based improvisational comedy troupe, The Committee, with fellow actor David Ogden Stiers. And early in his career, he used the alias Don Sturdy, which was the name he also used as a radio DJ on the underground FM station KMPX in San Francisco in the late 1960s. Howard Hessman just passed away at 81. It's his radio obituary, and let's just take a moment to recognize the influence that this man had on my life as a youngster growing up in Kentucky, where the big city was Cincinnati. It's remarkable how some things will influence a child as we sit here tonight doing the radio obituary for Howard Hessman at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Baby, if you ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. I got kind of tired packing and unpacking from town to town and up and down the dial. So maybe you and me were never meant to be, but baby, think of me once in a while. Cincinnati WKRP. 'Cause I got kind of tired packing and unpacking from town to town and up and down the dial. So maybe you and me were never meant to be, but baby, think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Zep, Stairway. What a dynamite way to start off a morning. Hey, we kicked off this set with Bob Seger. Rock and roll really never does forget, does it? Weird thing about rock and roll. And we squeezed right in the middle of there Linda Ronstadt and Heart Like a Wheel from 1975. Hey, that's hard to believe, isn't it? Good morning. From Stereo 105, the wild and crazy madman of the morning, I'm Steve Marvin, with you till 10.
I don't believe you!
Will you get out of here? That's a crazy guy over there. Hey, it's 7:19 in the AM, Stereo 105, free the hostages time. Yo.
Howard Hessman, this is Steve Marvin.
Hi, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. We're number one in the morning. Are you kidding me? You know, ratings don't hurt. Hey, I love your show. It's the best thing on the tube.
Oh, thanks. We have a lot of fun doing it.
Really? It looks like hard work.
Well, it's that, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that show and Mork and Mindy are the only two things worth watching on the tube, unless you're, you know, like a 60 Minutes freak or something.
Yeah. Well, I guess there are a few of those.
Hold it. Available at all Records Plus stores for only $5.99. You get more than records at Records Plus. Yeah, so, how much time you got, Howard?
They said it would be about 15 minutes, I guess.
Wow, I am so far behind on commercials, man. I will try to give you a second segment because you are a network guy, okay?
Listen, can I get you something?
Yeah, I could use some coffee real bad.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. They don't unlock the coffee machine till about 9. We have Coke, Pepsi, two fingers.
be on time.
Two fingers, the tequila?
Hold it. Hey, read this. This will be fun.
It starts Friday at a Black Hole Showcase Theater near you. Check theater for showtimes and check your newspaper for theaters.
Great. Hey, that was dynamite. You could actually do this for a living. So, what do you want to talk about? The show?
Yeah, you know, I'm on one of those promotional tours that the network likes you to do, particularly when they're moving your show to a weaker position for the second or third time, often on a different night. And they always do that right at the point where you're starting to really get some good ratings.
Yeah, well, ratings don't mean squat. You know that better than anybody. Hey, here's what we'll do. I'll ask you what's new with the show. You'll tell me about the time change, and we'll talk about you being a disc jockey on the air, right?
Fine. This mic will...
Hold it. We have a guest this morning here at Stereo 105, and it's a joy to see him, and he must feel right at home here because he's from WKRP in Cincinnati. On the show, he's Dr. Johnny Fever, but to us, he's better known as plain old Howard Hessman. Howard, welcome.
Thanks, Steve. It's a little early in the morning for me to be saying thank you to anyone, but if I could mean it, I would.
Howard, it's not too early for Dr. Johnny Fever, is it? He's the morning guy at your station, am I right?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's just been in radio forever. This time, this turn of the wheel, he finds himself playing rock and roll, and he's doing the morning drive time shift. You know, I just feel like he's the sort of person that people really know. He's really a radio man.
Yeah, well, I'm a radio man, and I've never done anything but play rock and roll in the morning. It's amazing. Howard, I love this show, but I gotta ask you, when you're doing your show on the show, you don't wear the earphones. How come?
Artistic license. I mean, we're doing a TV show. It's not a radio station, you know, and basically, we're just trying to let the audience hear the music along with us, because we think the music is an important part of the show.
Uh-huh.
So if I've got earphones on, then nobody else can hear the music, right?
Uh-huh. Well, you have an improvisational background, Howard Hessman, of course, that we're talking with this morning. Maybe we should do a little business, take a couple of commercials. When we come back, do some nutty stuff with the Madman of the Morning. What do you think?
Maybe.
Hey, before we do that, what's your opinion of this whole Iran thing, huh?
Well, I was watching a lot of television, you know, on Thanksgiving Day, and it's strange, all these big inflatable animals and fantasy characters and floats.
The Macy's Parade and all that.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, if the Iranians are really monitoring our television broadcast to see what the reaction is in this country to what's going on over there, then they're probably developing some really bizarre notions about our religious rights.
Yeah, well, all our rights, probably. The whole First Amendment shot. Hey, Howard Hessman is in with us, and speaking of rights, we'll be right back.
Nice.
Thanks. Sounds great out there.
Oh, yeah?
Great.
Howard's level could be up a little more. He sounds like he's far away.
It's the same old problem with the mic set. Hey, Howard, this is the guy who does our news on our morning show, Ken Blaman.
You know, Howard, the one thing wrong with your show is that the news director walks around in a suit. Nobody would ever do that on radio.
Uh-huh. Well, he doesn't always wear a suit.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's good. That's probably more realistic not to do it all the time.
Howard, do you do characters? Because if you did voices, you know, like a Howard Cosell, I do, Ken can vouch for me on this, I do a great Frank Gifford.
Frank Gifford.
Thank you, Ken. And if you did a Cosell, we could get nutty, you know?
No, I don't do Howard Cosell. I barely do Howard Hessman at the moment. But listen, man, it's your show. I'll do whatever you want. What's the next record up? Maybe we could...
Well, we don't have another record until the news, or after the news.
And I'm going to run a little late this morning. I've got a tape of a guy who was a rent-a-cop at the Who concert.
Oh, great.
No, there's another thing, Howard. Do you mind if I call you Howard?
He's calling me Phil.
Hey, that is a great line. Is that yours?
You know, anyway, the strange thing is a lot of strange stuff happens when you're doing radio news that you guys never cover. Like yesterday, I'm in here, and I come in to do the news report, and the AP wire breaks down like 2 minutes before. And I had to use the weather report from the day before. And I got away with it.
Oh. Hold it. Hey, we are sitting here chewing the fat with one of my favorite guys from radio by TV here on Stereo 105, Howard Hessman. Howard was just telling me during the commercial, of course, we listened to the commercials, but you were telling me in between them that you do this Howard Cosell bit that you want to share with the folks. Let's hear it.
Jack, I don't think that's actually what I said, Steve, but If you want me to butcher Howard Cosell so you can do your Frank Gifford bit, I'm game.
Howard's pulling my leg a little bit because I put him on the spot a little earlier this morning, and I understand it. Hey, we are doing something pretty important, Howard, that maybe could be, you know, a story for one of your shows. I don't know. Where do you guys get your ideas for the show?
Well, some of our writers worked in radio, you know, and then a lot of times we just take old Dick Van Dyke scripts and change the plot.
What we're doing is we're giving away armbands to say free the hostages, and I'm sure what you'd like to do is, you know, stick around after the show, maybe autograph 50 or 100 of them, and we could auction them off, you know, raise some money, send the money over to the hostages, just forward it over to them and let them know that the Americans are behind them, and I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but...
You're gonna forward the money to the hostages?
Yeah, or open a trust fund for him, something like that.
Trust fund?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Well, if that makes sense to you, I guess politics don't make much sense to me anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, at 7:26 in the morning, nothing makes much sense, especially when you're fighting that traffic. And that's a great thing about radio, Howard. You see,
Steve, one of the other things that's really great about radio, and it's a cliche, but it's true, you know, it utilizes the imagination of the listener. And that's what's going on in the studio, see, is not, it's a lot different from what you think when you're listening at home. And that's what's fun about doing WKRP, Steve, because we get to show the audience that. We get to fill in the gaps in their imagination, you know, Steve?
Hey, thanks for filling in for me, Howard, because I just had to rush over to the traffic control center for this bulletin. The Eisenhower Expressway is a mess this morning. Avoid Eisenhower if you can. Use an alternate.
It would have been great then.
What do you mean, earlier this morning?
No, in the 50s.
The whole Eisenhower thing. You are too fast for me, Howard Hessman. That is why you are on TV and I'm on morning radio, I bet. Hey, I can't thank you enough for being with us. I guess next time you're on radio, we'll be seeing you on TV, huh?
Unless I'm on the radio doing a radio show like this, in which case
I don't believe you.
You let him alone. He's a guest. Hey, that was great. That's the best interview we've ever done. Swear to God.
Really?
Thank you.
Well, strangely enough, you know, we never did mention the fact that our show is being moved on a time schedule. So I think that's the reason they asked me to come here.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about it, man, because I'll mention it next hour. You know, more people are listening then anyway. It's rush hour.
Oh, great. Well, I've got to go now. Listen, thanks a lot. I hate to fly out in the face of a good rush.
Yeah, well...
Good morning. The news from Stereo 105. I'm Ken Blayman. And the question this morning seems to be, are rock groups responsible for the violence that occurs at their concerts? One man who thinks so is a man named Frank Putnam from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Frank is one of the 250 red policemen who are hired at the Riverfront Stadium to police the concert for the movie.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Martin Wright, the British guitar player from the bands Into Stella and Laugh. He just passed away. I am uncertain of his age, but it is the Weasel Radio Obituary for Martin Wright, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hard for me to find the me out, but the point is that I wouldn't have the time for them.
The pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Laila Halme, the Finnish singer who took part in the 1963 Eurovision Song Contest, where she finished tied in 13th place with 0 points. She just passed away at 87. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Rakkaus on kuin kaunis salaisuus. Tuttu se on ja aina silti uus. Jokaisen kerran se valtaansa saa. Sitä ei voi vastustaa. Rakkaus on kuin laulu ihanin, sävelmä sen soi äänin tuhansin. Tavoittaa taivaan sen siivillä voi, rakkauden sinun silmäs toi. Rakkaus on kuin kaunis salaisuus, tuttu se on ja aina silti uus. Jokaisen kerran se valtaansa saa, sitä ei voi vastustaa. Rakkaus on kuin laulu ihanin, sävelmä sen soi äänin tuhansin. Tavoittaa taivaan sen siivillä voi, rakkauden sinun silmäs toi.
Kun lahjan tahdoit antaa niin, en tiennyt minkä saan. Et vilkaissutkaan kukkasiin, et koruun loistavaan. Ja hymy poikamainen nous huulillesi painen, kun pikku vinkki mulle ostettiin. Kai oisi voinut käydä hassumminkin. Sain sulta lahjaks hauskan pikku vinkin. Voi kuinka siihen hurmaannun. Se tarttuu käsi varteeni ja tuntuu kuin se vois. Näin lausua en luotasi, mä koskaan lähde pois. Sun vinkkisi mä olla tahtoisinkin. Sä voisit myöskin tavoin pikku vinkin minun tarttua ja jäädä luokse mun. Ja tuntuu kuin se vois näin lausua, en luotasi mä koskaan lähde pois. Sun vinkkisi mä olla tahtoisinkin. Sä voisit myöskin tavoin pikku vinkin minun tarttua ja jäädä luokse mun.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Marilyn McLeod, the American songwriter and occasional singer. She started out as a songwriter for Motown, but was best known for co-writing the 1976 hit for Diana Ross, Love Hangover. She just passed away at 82. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Marilyn McLeod, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Outside is where the truth is really told. It's live, it's living.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for Manike, the Panamanian singer and songwriter. He just passed away at 87. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A la América Latina yo le traigo este cantar. Y mi ritmo que es moderno, y mi ritmo que es moderno, a todos quiero llevar, porque yo soy el legislador. Colombia, que bueno está, que
And tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Hargus Pig Robbins, the American session keyboard player. He played with so many artists: Dolly Parton, Connie Smith, Patti Page, Loretta Lynn, Kenny Rogers, George Jones, etc. On and on. So many people. He played on Roger Miller's Grammy Award-winning Dang Me in 1964. His first major recording was George Jones's White Lightning. He did so much. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2012. He just passed away at 84. It's the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Hargus Pig Robbins, starting with a little Skeeter Davis, You Had No Doubt, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You might say I'm working for a living, scrubbing floors and dishes all day long. It's my job to keep the home fires burning, and it's his way to never treat me wrong. Doing housework keeps my body busy, and it sure helps to pass the day away. Not that I don't like my way of living, but nighttime is my favorite time of day. From sunset to sunrise, he's mine. He comes home to my loving arms, then it's his job just to keep me warm. Love takes a lot of my time. I don't know the kind of words to tell him all the things a lover ought to know. But when I'm in his arms, I try to show him, 'cause loving has a language of its own.
Love takes a lot of my time.
From sunset to sunrise, he's mine. Loving arms, then it's his job.
Oh, you sound like
hungry
Tommy Duck.
Every minute of the day
you wish.
Roly poly,
uh-huh.
Gnawing on a biscuit. As long as he can chew it, it's okay. He can eat an apple pie, never even bat an eye. He likes everything from soup to hay.
Oh,
Roly-poly, daddy's little fatty. Betty's gonna be a man someday.
Oh, Jimmy Day.